With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Writer Sam Toporoff was never much of a Marilyn Monroe fan.
She didn't particularly interest me as a performer, sexually, in any way.
Like many, Sam Toporoff dismissed Monroe as a dizzy blonde.
And then a few critics started to say, my God, you know, she has some talent, she can act, she has a comedic gift.
Not long ago, Sam Toporoff read about the time when Marilyn Monroe invited Frank Lloyd Wright to her home in Connecticut. She was then married to Arthur Miller. That small event triggered Toporoff's imagination.
I simply started to write dialogue, what they said to each other, and also what they meant and what did they want from each other.
Then Toporoff began writing other little imagined stories about Marilyn Monroe and her relationships with certain people.
Simone Signoret, when she was living next door to Marilyn in Hollywood, or two famous sports writers at an old-timers' day in Yankee Stadium.
The result is a novel, Queen of Desire, in which Sam Toporoff tries to take Marilyn's point of view and see the world as she might have seen it. While Marilyn has always been larger than life, Toporoff reverses the process.
To take the larger than life character and reduce her to essentially mundane situations.
And he'd look for the simple details about her.
The way she had her hair colored is very important to me. And what she thought about her body as opposed to what she let the world see about her body.
Queen of Desire is a moving and in many ways haunting tale of Marilyn Monroe by Sam Toporoff, a Harper Perennial trade paperback. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Sam Toporoff never paid much attention to Marilyn Monroe when she was alive.
I was not a cult follower. In fact, I missed the boat on Marilyn.
Sam Toporoff has made up for his oversight with an imaginary portrait of Monroe in a novel, Queen of Desire. She's seen in what Toporoff calls outtakes of her life. Not the big moments, but the episodes that may have shaped her emotionally. Toporoff says the Marilyn in the book may not be the Marilyn in real life.
I really tried not to learn every single thing about her, all of which is contradicted by someone else who's written a book.
What he did was to look at photographs of Monroe and try to see the person behind her eyes.
And those eyes kept changing. They were shrewd in certain situations and utterly naive in others.
Marilyn Monroe was a neglected and abused child who, as a woman, invented herself.
She may have fulfilled male desires all over the galaxy, but her desires essentially went unfulfilled.
She was desperately unhappy and cut short her life. If Monroe were still alive, she would be 66 years old.
When I think about Marilyn at 66, either fighting weight problems or having let herself go a la Shelley Winters or whatever, I think the consummation she chose was one that was devoutly to be wished.
Marilyn Monroe springs from the imagination of Sam Toporoff in his novel, Queen of Desire, now a paperback from Harper Perennial. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.